Simon Kuf Aleph Seif Aleph. Chaticha Aruya Liskabed. If you have a piece of Isser which is substantial in the sense that it could be presented respectably to guests, for instance, let's say you have a steak and the steak happens to be nevela, Dina Kaberia, it has a similar din to what was discussed earlier in Simon Kuf, an organism, a full being that's called a beria, that because of its chashivus, because of its respectability, dafilu be'elef loy batla, it doesn't become nullified even in a mixture of 1,000. Vafilu im hi asura bahana, even if one may not derive benefit from the piece of Isser. For instance, let's say it's a piece of meat from a shar haniskal, which we said earlier is prohibited to be benefited from. So that piece of meat, even though one would not be able to serve it because the gifting of an Isser Hanah is considered receiving benefit because you have the pleasure of gift giving, still, since if this item wasn't Isser B'Hanah, the viability of this piece to be served to respectable guests makes it chashuv, and therefore it's not batal. The way the Shulchan Aruch continues to explain it is kivan, since she'im tis batel, if it would be batel, ha'isa muteres, it would be permitted, and therefore would be able to be served. Therefore, we consider it as if it's roi liskabe lifnei archim, and therefore it no longer can be bato. Kivin shimtis bato, haisimuteres, ruyulis kabed, now we don't let it become bato. So therefore, even if you have steaks, which is really biblically midaraisa bato 1 and 2, so if you had 3 steaks and you knew one was from a shar haniskal, you'd be able to eat all 3 steaks, but since it's a piece that's worthy of serving in front of guests, it's chashuv enough not to be batal, and therefore one may not serve any of the pieces of meat. The Rama will deal with the question, though, is that you're only being nanet from one of the 3 steaks. Says the Rama, Vafilu ein asura rak midrabanan, even if the chaticha rui liskabed is only asur midrabanan. For instance, you have a schnitzel from Turkey that was cooked with milk. So it's a chaticha royalis kabed, and the iser that's involved here is basar of becholov. Eina betela, it's still not considered batel, not able to be batel 1 and 2. And you need to throw out the whole mixture. Continues the Rama, v'imhu safek imhi royalis kabed, if one is in doubt whether this piece is chashuv enough to be served in front of guests, oiloi, or perhaps it's not chashuv enough and it should be batel, azlina lakula, one may be lenient since the whole halacha that a chaticha ruis kabet, or a barrier for that matter, is not batal is a din derabbanan. So we have a suffix derabbanan here. And a suffix derabbanan, we may be lenient. Afilu hi asura midaraisa. Even if the item is an iser d'oraisa, and we're a suffix whether it's chaticha rui liskaved, but it was already batal in roiv, one must not be machmir to not eat this taroives, but he may eat it since it's batal b'roiv. In a case where we're in doubt whether the chaticha is large enough to be rui liskaved. The Shach points out that that's only if we're in doubt about the Rui Elis Kabed status of the Chaticha, meaning the size of it, or the Chashivus of it. But if it's definitely, for instance, the size of a steak, which is a Chaticha Rui Elis Kabed, it's just we don't know whether it's a kosher steak or a treif steak. So since on the tzad that it's a treif steak, it's not batal at all, so, and in the etzem suffix of whether it's a kosher steak or a treif steak, it's a suffix d'oraisa l'chumra, so we assume that it's treif. So once it's treif, and it's the size of chaticha rui kabed, it's not going to be bottled. A couple of nekudas to point out. What if you had a chaticha rui kabed, and through the cooking process, it flayed and it became no longer rui kabed. However, the taroives took place in the pot. Meaning, when you had the three pieces of meat, one being treif, the three pieces of meat were all really skabed. So by putting them in the pot, even though they were bottle midaraisa beroiv, but they weren't bottle because of chaticha really skabed. So you wouldn't be able to serve any of them. And then you cooked it up, and the meat flayed. At that point, we say that unlike beria, that's nisrasek, once it's nisrasek, it's not considered chashuv enough not to be batal b'roiv. However, a chaticha really skabed, since it's still in its form, though it's not, it doesn't have the same integrity that it had before you started the cooking process, the Matayonason says it is not bottled. Secondly, the whole notion that Chticha really skabed is not bottled, again, is only Midrabanan. As we saw, the Yavitz felt that a Dover Choshev is not batal midaraisa. However, the preponderance of Paiskim do not agree as far as Chaticha Rui Liskaved, and they all hold that it's only an Issur Drabanan. We saw in Sif Kuf that Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz brought Paiskim that felt that Beria is not batal midaraisa. There are no shitas like that when it comes to Chaticha Rui Liskaved. Simen Kuf Aleph Seif Beis. Ein lo din Chaticha Rui Liskaved. There's no din of Chaticha Rui Liskaved. Elim Kain Isura Machmas Atzma. Unless the item is intrinsically usur, as opposed to if the item is usher because it has a blia, taste of non-kosher has entered the piece of kosher food. What's a case of iser machmas atzmai? Continues the Shulchan Aruch, kagoyin nevela, for instance, an animal that was shechted improperly or died on its own, ubasar b'chalav, or milk and meat that are mixed together and become one piece of iser. In other words, that's why it's not iser balua. It's not considered that the piece of meat is now mixed with milk. The meat and the milk create one piece of iser. Avol, says the Shulchan Aruch, im nesra machmas shekibla tam me iser. If it became usur because it received tam from something else that's usur, v'loy hoya ba samach levatloy, and it didn't have 60 times the heter to nullify the isser, afilu misha saver, even according to the Rishonim, which parenthetically the Shulchan Aruch already does not paskin like, but even according to them that hold chaticha atzmanasas nevela, that once a chaticha becomes balua from isser, that whole chaticha becomes a shtick iser, a piece of iser, and you need shishim, not against the amount of iser that's balua in the piece of neve, in the piece of heter, but against the whole piece of heter and the tam together, still ein lo din chaticha ruili skabe. It does not have a din of chaticha ruili skabe, and it can be batel beroiv if it's yavesh biyavesh, and if it's cooked up, shishim keneged that piece of balua. Excuse me, shishim keneged the tam ha'iser. Says the Ramah, v'afilu chaticha shaloi nimlecha b'teila, even a chaticha that did not get salted, meaning, and it's full of non-kosher dam, the ein isur machmas atzma, the piece of meat is not considered aser machmas atzma, rak machmas dam habalua ba, just a result of the fact that there's non-kosher blood soaked into it. And therefore, if there's shishim keneged the dam, the piece would be mutter. There, unfortunately, is usually never shishim keneged the dam. However, if this piece of meat gets mixed up in other pieces, even if it's a steak, a really skabed, it still will be batel, yavish biyavish 1 and 2, because the dam is considered iser balua, and therefore the steak is not aser machmas atzmai. Continues the Rambam. Ko chaticha shaloi nesra rak kedei klipa. Any piece of meat that's aser, only the thin layer of skin of it has become aser. Such a piece, and we've seen before, how does kedei klipa work? For instance, if you have an iser that's totally not fat, not fatty, so it doesn't aser a piece of meat that through malicha, through salting, only kedei klipa. Or if a piece of iser touches something and it's hot, and the piece of heter that it touches is cold, there's only a kedei klipa of iser that gets soaked in to the heter. So when we have a piece of meat that's aser kedei klipa, Hare klipa ain't a roilis kabed, even if the original piece of treif was roilis kabed, or the piece of meat that is the recipient of the iser is roilis kabed, it doesn't matter, because the klipa, the amount of iser that's in it, is not roilis kabed, and it's considered as if it's iser balur. A couple of points. The Prima Gadim in the Hakdama to Basar B'Cholov points out that this din of Basar B'Cholov applies even to Basar B'Cholov B'Drabana. Meaning, for instance, if you cook chicken and milk, even though Midaraisa, it's not a Chaticha Dinaveila, Midaraisa, chicken, and milk are permitted. Only the Rabbanan were geyser on it. It's still considered Isura Machmas Atzmai, and if it's a Chaticha Luriz Kabed, it won't be Batal B'Shishim. Similarly, if you have a piece of cold meat soaked for 24 hours in cold milk, again, it's only Basar B'Cholov Midirabbanan, but it's still considered a Chatichas Nevela, and it's bottle b'shishim. It's very important what the Shulchan Aruch points out, that even if you hold chaticha atzma nasas nevela, the oiser that's balua in the heter and makes the heter into nevela, but still doesn't make it royally skabe. Because you might have thought just the opposite. But now, let's take the case of nevela that's cooked with kshera. So now the kshera has a tam nevela within it, so the kshera should be a chaticha that's all aser and it's royally skabe. But the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah doesn't argue, says this is still not considered Chaticha Roilis Kabed. And that's because Taisus tells us a klal that Ein Hanesar Yochol La'asar, something that's Nesar, meaning the piece of kosher meat, if it went along on its merry way, would have been kosher. It just got infected, quote-unquote, with Tam Isser. So that piece of meat can't Aser except in a place that Isser can go to. And since the Isser is not a Chaticha Roilis Kabed, it's just Tam, so since it will be Batal B'Shishim, obviously the piece of kosher meat that's infected with it, quote-unquote, cannot be Batal in less than Shishim. And we do look at the ratio of bittul that's required for the nasar, not for the iser. And the nasar, if it was yavish b'yavish, would batal b'roiv, and if it was cooked up, would be batal b'shishim. I'm sorry, we look at the iser. The iser would have been batal b'roiv if it was solid, but since it's in tam form, it needs shishim, but it would be batal b'shishim, so therefore the chaticha roilis kabed, which is, if it would be aser machmas atzma, would never be batal, but since it's only the agent for the iser, it can't have a din more chomer than the iser itself.